You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 podcast.
Second half of the show is live and a lot to share with you over these next 2 hours. Let's get some headlines, a lot of hoops conversation. And Nate Oates said, got a pretty tough draw. That has gotten a lot of laughs around the country who are not really thinking it's a tough draw at all. It's got the one of the easier paths, although technically, there might be a few easier. Alabama will be a prohibitive favorite in its first weekend's games. Houston did get a tough draw, and they may have a problem. And there's a lot of conversation about Auburn, two-hour bus ride to Birmingham, considering how low a seed it will be, having to possibly play the number one seed and the number two seed overall in the second round with home court advantage. Mississippi State and Pitt later tonight in the first four, and certainly a big opportunity for State, who obviously barely got in the NCAA tournament. Jeff Goodman joining us. Jeff, thank you. Always great to have you on. Before we get to the brackets, we are an hour and 15 minutes away from the official introduction of Chris Beard from Texas to Ole Miss. We'll have the live coverage here. We talked to you about this a few weeks ago. How is this playing as we say hello to you around college basketball today?
It's mixed. It's mixed. Obviously, I think you've got a lot of people that are saying, what the hell is going on here? How can a school hire him this quickly, especially after, what happened and whether or not, again, we don't know exactly what happened here. But there was a police report. Everything was dropped. We know that, the charges. But I think a lot of people are saying, hey, you know what? It's the SEC, Paul, where anything goes. And, frankly, we've seen it, right? We've seen it with football. We've seen it with basketball. Bruce Pearl being hired years ago at Auburn in the midst of a show cause. So I think, again, listen, the bottom line is Chris Beard is one hell of a basketball coach. And I know – In full disclosure, I've known Chris for 20 years, okay? I know him extremely well. I've talked to him off the record about everything that happened, and I want to believe him. I want to believe him. I want to give him a second chance. And, again, you just never know in situations like this exactly what happened, and we all kind of come to conclusions based on the information we have, but we don't know the full stories. Years ago, listen, it's hard. It's hard to deal with these things. I remember Patrick Beverly years ago at Arkansas, when these kids were accused of sexual assault and people put their names out there, and then later they were vindicated. But, again, I guess what I'm getting at is you never know exactly what happened here, Paul. And, again, what we do know is Chris Beard's going to do one hell of a job at Ole Miss. That we know.
Jeff Goodman with us. A poll came out earlier, not that or much earlier, and the 100 top follows in college basketball, and Jeff was number two. So if you want to keep up with the tournament.
Yeah, that's inaccurate. I should be about 102, Paul.
Well, you're my favorite follow.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Likewise, I love you. You know that. I miss being on with you, but this time of year, it's fun. And so much going on right now. So, listen, you got the games, you got the coaching stuff, you got the transfer portal that had almost 200 names yesterday, Paul. 200 in one day.
Yeah, it's amazing. Jeff, tell me this. I realize it's McNeese State, but Will Wade's hired there after leaving LSU under a very dark cloud. Before he even unpacked, he's already been suspended for 5 games. Can you give us the lay of the land down there?
Yeah, I talked to Heath Schroyer today, the AD who hired him. And Heath, you got to remember, Heath is a former coach. He coached under Mark Gottfried at NC State. Sure. He's been around. You know, he's been a head coach. So if there was somebody that was going to take a shot on Will Wade this quickly, it was going to be Heath Schroyer. And what he told me was, listen, we looked at some of the other punishments that were doled out. You know, Bill Self getting a few games, Bruce Pearl getting a few games, Sean Miller getting a few games. And we got ahead of it. Based on what had already transpired with some of these other schools, we decided to get ahead of it, hit him with five games, hit him with some recruiting restrictions. He can't go out. I think he can't do off-campus visits until July. He's got some other restrictions right now. But ultimately, listen, it doesn't matter for Will Wade. He's going to be able to get players above McNeese State's level, and he's plugged in that area. Like that, it was the perfect situation for Will Wade because, again, he's now working with a guy as an AD that was a college coach that understands exactly what he needs, and he sure wants to move up as well.
Amazing. Jeff Goodman with us. Jeff, let's get to what all of us are excited about, and that's the tournament. So many places to start. Let's just start with tonight, Mississippi State and Pitt. Yep. What should we look for later this evening in the first four?
I mean, I think the biggest thing, can Mississippi State make shots? They're not a very good shooting team. And this is kind of a tale of, like, two different coaches. Jeff Capel from Pitt saved his job this year with the transfer portal. You know, he brought in some dudes, and they were one of the biggest surprises in the entire country. You know, Northwestern being one of them as well. And Jans has done a great job at Mississippi State. He fits there. I wouldn't be surprised to see him sign an extension. Getting in the tournament his first year, really, really impressive. But they got to make shots from the perimeter. If they don't do that, if DJ Jeffries doesn't show up and have a big game, I think Pittsburgh wins this one.
Jeff, the big field, and certainly the big conversation here has been Alabama, which is a fairly big favorite. We talked to you a couple weeks ago, and we weren't sure how the Brandon Miller story would play out. They win in Knox in Nashville. They've been on a roll other than the A&M loss a week and a half ago. What do you think about the number one seed, and what is their biggest concern heading into the tournament?
You know, I talked to Nate Oates this morning, and I thought about it, and I was like, all right, you know what? I'm really worried about this team, and I have been for a while. Like, when you and I talked, I said, like, I just don't know if this young team is going to be able to deal with some of the things that are going to come along, the distractions, the questions that are going to come deep. As they go deeper, right, you get more national media trying to come in and ask you some of the tough questions. What I'll say is, while Nate did screw up with some of his press conferences, he's the perfect guy for this team and what they're going through. You know, former high school coach in Michigan, he's loose, he's fun. Look at the style that he employs, right? How many coaches are going to let these dudes just jack up threes, not yell at them when they miss? He understands that's what gets talent, right? The system and his personality are able to land Brandon Miller. That's the only reason they have him. Jaden Bradley, he's got guards, he's got athletic bigs, he's got a superstar, a guy that you could put the ball in his hands. And Brandon Miller reminds me a lot of Jason Tatum. Much better shooter at the same stage, by the way. Tatum couldn't shoot it from three as a freshman at Duke. But they're similar in a lot of ways. And even their mentality, their personality, very similar. Kind of even keel, chill. The key, as Nate said, turning the ball over. They can't turn the ball over 20 times or they're going to lose. Defense and rebounding. But listen, they're more talented than any team in the country, period.
With Jeff Goodman. Jeff, there's so many intriguing stories. I want to ask you about one in particular because it's been such a chaotic season for John Calipari, including getting bounced out in the SEC tournament by Vanderbilt again, second loss in a week and a half. What do you make out of their bracket, and what should we expect?
So it's funny. Before this season, there was one game I wanted to go to, and it was going to be Kentucky's first-round matchup, just because I felt like that's going to determine, ultimately, John Calipari's tenure at Kentucky and whether he – well, because I thought they'd be like a one- or a two-seed again. And, you know, obviously we know what happened St. Peter's last year, 2 years – I mean, it's been like 1,400 days since they've won a tournament game. You know, so Big Blue Nation, they need a win here. Here's what I'll say. I think they got the right draw. because they play a Providence team that right now there are crazy, crazy speculation about the Providence coach Ed Cooley going to Georgetown. And I thought it was insane at first because Ed Cooley grew up in Providence. He's a hero. He runs the city of Providence, okay? Why would he go interleague to Georgetown, which is a better job with a higher upside, you know, for a little bit more money? He's making over $4 million right now at Providence. They could probably get him up to 4.5. Georgetown can offer 5, okay? So a little bit more money. But all this is swirling right now around Ed Cooley. He's hearing it. I just don't think Ed Cooley can leave at the end of the day because he wants to be liked by everybody. That's his personality. But the more I hear, there's a lot of smoke, and where there's smoke, there's fire. All I'm saying is big-time distraction potentially for Providence players and Ed Cooley. I love Kentucky when Cason Wallace is healthy. I think he's as good a two-way point guard as almost any in the country. He's just got to be healthy. So I think Kentucky wins and wins covers. How's that? They cover 4.
That's what we want to know from Jeff Goodman. Jeff, thanks to you. We'll continue to talk to you throughout the tournament. It's always fantastic to hear from him. Jeff Goodman with some strong comments about Beard's hire, the official announcement coming in about an hour in Oxford, and we will have it for you live here. We'll take a short break.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
The best saving rates in America. Banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
AJ is up next in Pell City, Alabama.
They never went down to Tuscaloosa. He was looking to make a deal. Jim, with his big fat mouth, stands up and says, "I'm the one. I'm ready to make the deal." Come on, Jim. I mean, next month we're gonna have a rebaptismal session over there, and we're gonna rebaptize Jim, Paul. We'll have to get him rebaptized. Well, listen, Paul, I was checking out the bracket over here, and you paired me up with my sister's boyfriend, Creston from Tulsa.
Yeah, you're in a play-in game, AJ.
Well, you're going to cause all kind of family issues, Paul. It's the next family gathering.
Let me assure you of something, AJ. We don't care.
I hear you.
I'll say this. You're on a short leash in the tournament, so if you keep talking, we'll just go ahead and award him the winner, so be careful.
Well, I would like to congratulate Creston from Tulsa. My sister, he ran her out of Tulsa back to Birmingham, and I was trying to figure out what was going on, and she said, well, all I did was tell him that AJ was a better caller than him. And lo and behold, if she didn't fail her pregnancy test, Paul, she's 8 months away from having the second worst caller on the Feinbaum Show, Creston Jr. And AJ has moved on to the next bracket, War Damn Eagle.
There's still time for AJ to be sent to the NIT, so we'll do an update here in a few minutes. The game is later tonight. Larry has risen like the phoenix above the ashes. Hello, Larry.
Hey, man, I had me a couple of Bud Lights, cleared my throat up a little bit. But I want to say something. Chris from Gulf Shores, I don't have no Twitter twat. And Chris from Gulf Shores is the best caller to me that I've ever heard on this show.
He's good.
And he is funny. When you and him get to talking, I start laughing. I don't even know what the hell I'm laughing about.
No, I would agree. I mean, he doesn't call but every couple of months. But when Chris was a regular caller, I would say he was easily the most entertaining.
I look forward to hearing him. Yeah, him and Jerome, I guess, but Chris for my number one, if it counts. But I just want to get I'm losing my energy. All right, let me hit another Bud Light.
Okay, Larry, right, you take care of yourself. Too many Bud Lights will not work well. Zach is in Kentucky, and you're on the air. Hello, Zach.
Hey, Paul. I just wanted to let you know, I've been trying to call for so long, and I finally got through, and I'm real happy about it.
That's
We're
great.
Big fans here at the office, and I just wanted to know what can we do to get you to say go Cats?
I'll say it right now. I'm a big Cat fan. Go Cats. Is there a certain method to the madness, or is that okay?
That's perfect. That's amazing, actually.
Okay. Well, you count me in as being a part of Big Blue Nation. Appreciate the call. Rob is in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Hello, Rob.
Hey, Paul. I wanted to start off by saying, I thought it was a very poignant comment of Goodman's to say he wants to believe Beard, because we're in the season when what everyone believes is so poignant to them, believing in their teams, believing in their brackets, and all the rest of it. And I would just like to preface my comment to the late, great Southern writer Harry Cruz, who said, belief has nothing to do with true or false, never has, never will. And that's what makes this tournament so uncannily unique. And I just would like you to comment, if you would care to, on, to me, what's a storyline not getting a lot of attention, which is the strength of the SEC this year, to me, has a good potential to be defined when we see the Elite Eight teams and then the Final Four. Because if you look at these brackets, it would seem like it's not a huge stretch to see Kentucky winding up against Duke, and it's not a huge stretch to see Mizzou winding up against Bama. And then on the other side, I can't help but say, Texas A&M would have a tough game against Texas there, but then they stack up real well against whoever they might face to get all the way to the Final Four. And then the question is Arkansas got a shot to be there? But I just think that, I am in Wisconsin. I'm not on ayahuasca like Aaron Rodgers, but I'm an SEC fan, and so that's my belief. But you start looking at this stuff, and I really think the storyline, a few weeks from now could be, man alive, was the SEC the best conference in college basketball?
Well, I think in many ways it was, but here's the issue, and you've identified it. How you play in the tournament matters a great deal. And Alabama certainly is the standard bearer, but if the SEC can find a way to get some teams moving past the opening weekend, and really the key is getting out of the first weekend. If you get knocked out Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, you're forgotten about. And here's why. For those who don't follow college basketball very often, there are 68 teams starting tonight. Sunday night there'll be 16. You can't keep up with 68. You can keep up with 16 very easily, and the spotlight is so bright starting next week. Thank you for the call. Do appreciate it very, very much. Let's check in with Paul, who is in Auburn, Alabama. Hello, Paul.
How you doing, Mr. Feinbaum?
Very well.
Good. Got a question. Everybody's talking about the realignment, as in football, with Texas and Oklahoma coming. What is it going to do to baseball and basketball and women's softball, as far as scheduling?
Well, it's a good question, and I know that some of the schedules are being worked out on currently and may have even been completed, so we'll be able to share those with you soon. But ultimately, there will be a formula for every school. Baseball, for example, it's almost impossible to think about how – I mean, the SEC at baseball right now just completely leaves everybody else in the dust, but there'll be one division. And what else have they? There'll be 30 conference games in baseball and one division. So you'll get a chance to see everybody a reasonable amount.
Okay. Well, that's what I was curious about, because I know Texas, you know, they're historically known to have a great baseball program. So,
oh, sure.
That will definitely be an addition to the SEC. So, good talking to you, and I'm going to call you the outlaw, Paul Feinbaum.
Well, thank you very, very much. Let me go over that. We have the information. It was approved today by the presidents and chancellors. Baseball, each season a team will play a three-game series against two permanent opponents and eight rotating for a total of 30 conference games. It'll be a single division. The SEC baseball tournament is still being worked out. We have a little bit of time before that happens. Gymnastics, everybody will meet everyone else once a year, alternating home and away. The gymnastics championship will move from a one-day event to a two-day format. Swimming and diving, the regular season, you'll have two dual meets per program. Indoor track, similar, and volleyball is the format is to be determined. So in volleyball, a conference tournament will be conducted for the first time since 05. So there's a lot of news. The big question remains football, and the commissioner told us on Friday in Nashville that the expectation is that schedule will be finalized in or around the SEC spring meetings, which begin Memorial Day weekend, and we are planning on being there to have all of that for you. We're still about 40 minutes away from live coverage of Chris Beard's introduction. I know some of you are saying, well, what's the big deal? Well, it is a big deal. There's a lot of conversation and news connected to this hire, and there it is, live shot from Oxford, Mississippi. That's what it's going to look like.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. Great to have all of you with us. We're 30 minutes away from live coverage from Oxford of the Beard introduction. Jeff is up next. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Thank you very much. Great.
Well, after listening to Jim's latest rant today, it reminds me of something. I've thought about this a lot the last few months. I've tried to call in a time or two, never could get through.
Do you remember what he called in and told you about the conversation that he had with the Lord?
I do remember that very well.
Show?
Yeah.
Now, don't you think it's strange that the Lord had talked to Jim about calling in your show to talk about sports, but he didn't mention anything about calling people fools and idiots and stupid and trash and all this other kind of stuff? Don't you think it's kind of strange that he wouldn't even mention that in their conversation that they had?
Yeah, I mean, it's so weird. I'll just try to take myself out of this for a second. You're asking me a question, whether I think it's strange that a caller who claims to have had a conversation with the Almighty about calling in this show. This is one of the weirder moments I've ever had in the history of the show. But I appreciate your delicacy in posing it.
I'm talking about the creator of the world.
Yeah, I don't think we're missing out who we're talking about here.
Yeah, and the one that spoke this thing into being, I mean, he put the globe on like he spun like a spinning a top, but he don't want Jim to talk about sports.
Yeah, I mean, I'm afraid to even think about what you've laid out because it's not always what you say; it's what's in your head, and it would start making me think too much of myself. And I know that's not part of the structure of worship and faith. I know we're getting really deep here, but you've really put me in an. Can you help me with this conversation?
Well, what I'm thinking that he might be listening to the wrong voice. I mean, you know, there's more than God to speak to us. Hey, Satan to speak to you.
You're thinking, and I don't want to put words in your mouth here, okay? But I will. Could I free associate for a second what I think you just got through saying?
Yeah.
You're suggesting, are you not, Jeff, that the person that Jim's really listening to here could be Satan telling him not to call into this show because he shouldn't be talking about ball anymore? Because I don't know, Jeff, if you heard Jim's call earlier tonight.
Oh, yeah, I heard it tonight.
And for those who missed it, yeah. He told me that I was the devil incarnate. He said, I don't know. Yeah, that's what he said. Mm-hmm. And he said that a couple of times. He was quite rude, quite... I wonder, because sometimes when you're trying to deceive someone, you will... call that person what you really are. So maybe
by calling me the devil incarnate,
he was trying to mask something else.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that Jim is a prideful person? Of all of his calls and all the time for his calls.
Jeff, you're getting into a dangerous area here if you're asking me to, on a live show, disseminated nationally on radio and television, to characterize my psychological analysis of this individual.
Well, let me do it for you.
Okay, because by the way, for the record, I want to be honest about this, I have a psychological profile of Jim in my mind.
Well, I do too. But see, he'll call in, and he's always bragging. He's the greatest this, the greatest that, the best this. He's done this. He's been there. He's seen that. He's talked to this person. I mean, he's talked to the Lord. I mean, himself. I mean, he's even said that.
Oh yeah.
But Satan was cast out of heaven for one thing. What was it? Pride.
Yeah, pride before the fall.
Yep. He wanted to take control. He wanted to be in charge, and pride got him in trouble. And God told him out of school.
Now,
the thought entered his mind.
Stop me dead in my tracks here, Jeff. Are you you're not suggesting, just for the record, that Jim really is Satan, are you?
No, he's not Satan.
Because if that is true, then I'm in bigger trouble than I thought.
No, He's not Satan. I'm not going to say that.
I didn't think he was. I just wanted to make sure you didn't think he was.
No, I don't think he's Satan. I know better than that, but I do think he's a nut. I do believe that.
But you think, Jeff, it's possible that voice he's hearing it could be Satan, though. Is that fair?
Something ain't right with the dude, wouldn't you say?
Oh, well, no, that's part of the answer I cannot answer. Because if I answered that, it would show that I would get in trouble on the pride question that you brought up a few minutes ago.
Oh, hey, there's a lot of things we could discuss and talk about old Jim Boy, but hey, he's unique. That's for sure.
No, he is one of a kind, and that's not a good thing, Jeff. Thanks for the call. Wow, that was as deep a conversation as we've ever had here. Todd is up next.
How you doing, Paul?
Todd.
I hope everything's good, man.
It is great.
Ed Stallings on a couple of weeks ago, and I just want to tell you a little story. My daddy had a stroke. We were still living in Kansas, and my uncle called me on the phone and said, your daddy's probably not going to make it. The ambulance was carrying him to Tuscaloosa from Demopolis, and we hit our knees, and we prayed, and I think that's what kept my daddy alive. But I want to say this. We had come up and stayed 3 or 4 days there, and then Sunday we had went back home, but Gene Stallings come to the hospital, and my little brother was there with my daddy, and he was coming down the hall, and he come on in there and talked to my daddy and signed an autograph for 30 minutes. That was one of the biggest things that ever happened in my daddy's life, and I appreciate it. And Paul, me and you had talked. There's people in this world that are just great people. There's a man in the office called R.C. Watts. He's that same person. I just wanted to give him a shout-out. But look here, I don't get Jim. Paul, he says some things I wouldn't want God to know that come out of my mouth. I don't get it, but he's still going to spank Matt around because he's your number one leg humper. And everybody pray for Larry. I'm worried about Larry over there, Paul. But y'all cheated when y'all put him with me because you know he's going to beat me. And if he didn't beat me, it'd break my heart.
Well, Todd, it's kind of a Shelby County thing. I used to live in Shelby County, so that's primarily what we're talking about here. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. And Justin is up next in Auburn. Hello, Justin.
How you doing, Paul?
We're doing great. Thank you.
So I had a couple things about the Joseph Goodman and Jim after that, but
Jeff Goodman.
It sounded like Joseph.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, I was wondering if they were brothers, the way he was dogging Auburn.
So you thought Jeff Goodman was Joe Goodman?
I mean, they might as well be brothers, the way he was talking, and
Jeff's an accomplished journalist. He worked at ESPN, and now he's elsewhere. But he's really done a lot in his career. But what did he upset you by? What did he say?
Well, how are you going to compare Bruce Pearl and Chris Beard? Bruce Pearl had a barbecue. Chris Beard got accused of beating his wife. That's a huge, huge difference in crimes there. Okay?
Well, by the way, he acted like Bruce Pearl. I mean, Bruce Pearl spent 3 years out of coaching because of that. Now, I think what he was talking about, he may have been talking about when Bruce was when the NCAA investigated Auburn, but that was a rather bizarre conversation. Yes,
Bruce didn't know anything about that at Auburn, and Chuck Pearson's was the one doing it. Will Wade is on record, saying he paid players. There's a huge difference in his comparisons to both of them.
That
was just a really huge reach and really bad look for him. I couldn't understand the comparisons. It's kind of apples and oranges, you know.
Well said. Hey, thank you very, very much for the call. We'll take a short break. We're waiting on the introduction of Coach Beard at Auburn, at Ole Miss. He was, remember, the Texas coach, got fired there. They were number one in the country. He is about to be introduced at Ole Miss at the top of the hour.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back here. Don't forget, we'll go to Oxford next hour. Kathy is in Georgia. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Paul. I did not know I made the bracket until I called because I have the show taped, but I thought I'd have me a glass of wine and celebrate instead of listening to Jim whine because he's got his lacy panties in it. There's crack. He should shut up about you because he knows he's going to call you back and talk about what a non-Christian you are when he does not even read it or listen to it himself. So Jim needs to hush because you got a curve. The only curve ball he has is probably in his pants. So you have a good evening.
Thank you very much. Handsome Joe is up next.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum. And you know what? Hey, that's you know, I can't come back and bait that statement right there, that's for sure. But, you know, maybe she's drinking the wine, she can hang out with Larry. You know, they could have a Bud Light wine, you know, kind of Tuesday evening. But, you know, I'm going to, Jim, I don't think it's Satan meaning Paul, but you know what? You know them things where you hang upside down, you know, kind of straighten your back, you know, where you hang up upside down like a bat.
Yeah,
I think Jim may be on one of them, you know, the blood going to his head, and he may be hearing three or four voices right before he calls you, Paul. But you know, since he hangs up like a bat, he may be a vampire. I mean, Satan ain't, you know, they've won Satan, and Jim, you know, he's old, but he ain't that old. But you know, he may have vampire in him, Paul. And you know what? I like to hear these, you know, some of these callers call in, you know, just happy they made the bracket. You know, just, I'm going to say like Andy Griffith said, this goes for me too. Just don't overexpect. You know what I mean? It's all for fun. You know, that's all it is. And we all know who's going to win this thing. Paul, I ain't even got to mention his name. But, you know, I noticed you got me up against the Reverend. And say, hey, I can't trash talk a Reverend, Paul. I mean, I'm a Christian myself, and I can't trash talk a reverend, so that's the reason I call in, you know, trash talk Jim. I don't trash talk Jim that much because, you know, he's had enough, Paul, and you still got new callers calling in, you know, that wants to, you know, get in the phone feud with Jim. You know, you don't necessarily, you know, I've been in a couple of those phone feuds with Jim, and that ain't something you necessarily want to just walk into because, hey, for one thing, he ain't going to hear anything you say because he talks so fast. And his blood pressure gets so high, he don't hear anything he has to say, Paul. And what he said about you, hey, I take offense to that too, Paul, because you're one of the most humblest, honest people I know on the face of this earth. And for Jim to call in and trash talk you the way he did, hey, that made my blood boil right there, Paul. Because you know what? Hey, that is something, you know, when you put down and trash talk somebody that's actually a good person on this earth, you know, I take offense to that, Paul, and I think most people do. And Jim, he may have talked himself out of losing, you know, first round because, you know, who's going to vote for that, Paul? I mean, nobody likes to hear that kind of what he told you, Paul. He pretty much called you the devil. And
he didn't pretty much. He did. When somebody calls you the devil incarnate, they're calling you the devil.
Well, you know, hey, maybe he just got too many wedges growing up. You know, I don't know what his problem is, but he's definitely hating the world right now. So he's definitely probably got some personal problems going on. But, you know, to spew the venom, what he did, he's probably got personal issues.
He's a classic case, and anybody that's with any psychological training. You could take him into a psychiatrist's office, and the guy wouldn't even, or the man or woman wouldn't even have time to sit down, and he could already diagnose Jim.
No, and the psychiatrist would have to go see a psychiatrist.
Yeah, no, well, you're right. And by the way, I think that happens sometimes.
Yeah, especially with him.
I mean, do you ever thought about this? You go see your psychiatrist every week, and for some reason, you cancel your appointment, and you make an appointment with somebody else to get in because you need to see them. And while you're waiting to see your psychiatrist, Joe, your psychiatrist comes out of the office.
Yeah.
Would that make you uncomfortable that your psychiatrist is seeing another psychiatrist?
Hey, that's happened before. I mean, it was a few years ago, but that actually happened. So, okay. You know, so I think you've been following my life or something, Paul, because that's actually that was when I didn't have my life all together too well. And, you know, we discussed this, and then, you know, you helped me more than the psychiatrist did. And the callers. You know, just the way you.
Well, you know, I feel like one sometimes, Joe, because we and I have a lot of help because everybody pitches in here. Unlike when you go see one person. Hey, thank you for the call. Next hour, we'll spend some of it in Oxford, Mississippi, hearing the new coach Chris Beard introduced and the explanation of why Ole Miss decided to hire him. Coming back next. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.